Dude, that is a fantastic shirt.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. You can get one yourself. You didn't know this?
No, I didn't. Where do you get that?
We got a merch store. You can find the link on our website. We've partnered with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned custom apparel shop, and they've created a whole store for us. Doc, didn't you use this for your daughter's soccer team?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because they have no minimum order. So if I just need to buy a couple shirts, don't have to worry. It's not going to cost me anything extra.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Check them out yourself. You got a small business like we do or a sports program, you want some custom apparel, check out warriorlogowear.com, and they'll get you all hooked up.
The Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Hello, trivia nerds. Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is the real MVP. We have the whole crew in the studio tonight. Kelly Ray, how is life treating you tonight?
L-I-V-I-N.
Yep. And Dr. Scott in the other corner.
Hello, Andrew. How are you?
I am great. Nicholas, what's good?
Hey. How are you?
If I asked Scott this in an earlier episode. Mm-hmm. If I ask you, what's your favorite previous episode? What's the first one that comes to mind? First one.
Because I won the very first episode, I recall it was baseball.
Yeah.
That might be my favorite.
101.
Yeah.
Very first pilot
and then, episode. The food episode was good too, because that was the
cooking.
First. That was the first. The cooking episode was the first 10 for 10. Yeah. Yeah. So I did like that one as well.
Look at my trophy room,
right. By the way. Yeah. And then I went on a spell of months where I didn't come close to a win quite a long time.
You're off the schneid.
Oh, you came close. You had some tiebreakers.
I did.
Yeah.
And I'm so bad at tiebreakers. Stop using numbers, guys.
I know.
Let's just stop that.
BQ, your turn, my man. What's good?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Got a lot going on.
You've just recently discovered that you like our YouTube channel better than listening
to our old episodes. I do. You guys are pretty boring when you just listen.
Yeah. And Casey does a great job putting the screen.
No. I guess I'm just more visual. I do enjoy the YouTube, though. I think Casey's doing a great job.
She is. She's doing a great job. Yeah. Shout out to our marketing director, Casey. Yep.
She's absolutely a saint.
Yeah. Yes. She is. All right, Pro-Am, in the closet, in the producer's closet.
Living the dream.
Living the dream.
Forgot you were over there.
Yeah, can somebody shut that door?
Nope.
No, not tonight. All right, we got a great episode planned for you. I do believe it is a Dr. Scott episode.
It is.
All right, yes. So we want to draw your attention real quick. If you want to send us any questions or anything for us to answer on air, you can find us all over the internet, social media, the Ultimate Trivia Podcast at gmail.com. We invite you to send us in a question of the week. You can send us in an episode. If you want to write one, we'll have our team curate that for us as an all play. You know, just want to touch base and let us know how you've been doing.
I love everywhere. You flip your laptop open, we're right in your face. Yeah. We're everywhere.
We are everywhere.
We are everywhere.
But even topic ideas, anything.
Anything.
You know?
Yeah, we want to.
I enjoy that. I enjoy that. For some reason, there's something about just getting it from the listeners that
I agree.
There's something about it. I don't know what it is.
It feeds our ego a little
maybe.
Bit. That someone's
maybe.
Actually paying attention.
It is cool actually knowing that people do listen.
It is really touching. That's true. And those of you who have reached out, that's awesome. Scotty.
Yeah.
I think you've got our opener for tonight.
I do. Yeah. We have a listener question that came in from Kayla. She emailed this in.
Nice. Mm.
And it's pretty serious.
Oh, okay.
And I think you're going to have to defend yourselves on this.
Oh, wow.
Kayla. Here you go. How do you put on your socks and shoes? Is it sock, shoe, or sock, shoe, shoe?
Wait a minute. There's one real way to do this, right?
No. I have the correct way.
And I'll give
you a great explanation because I've thought about this.
Don't you dare.
Heavily.
Okay.
So you put on sock, shoe.
Oh my God.
Sock, shoe. Because.
Communist.
Because. Communist. Get out of here, man. It's survival mode. You're putting on a sock. Somebody comes in and breaks in your house. If you have two socks on, you don't have any traction. You put on one sock, you still have foot. You put on one sock, one shoe, you have shoe traction.
I feel like you've honestly thought about that.
I have, because
that's
I've heard
weird.
This question
is this
before.
Why you're counting stairs?
Yeah, it was. It's right after that.
Nicholas,
because
what is happening?
Because the guy who framed that question said just exactly what you idiots said.
I haven't even answered. If you put on socks,
if you do sock, you're a moron. You're just gonna be slipping around the damn house like a damn cartoon trying to run.
Oh my goodness. Correct answer.
All right. Let's hear it.
I do both. I'm sitting here thinking
you're not
about
consistent?
It.
Consistent?
Nope. Sometimes I'll do both.
Sometimes
I'll do sock shoe, then sock, or sometimes I'll do both.
Have a rhyme or reason? If you like, is it tennis shoes versus dress
Scotty,
shoes?
Scotty, no, I am an enigma.
Okay,
I do not have any.
We know.
I do different. I do different. Yeah, I mix it up.
You just mispronounce idiot.
But now I'm thinking about the whole home invasion. So I'm just going to wear exclusively hospital socks. Problem solved.
Oh, well, that's a good point.
Get the traction
on. There you go.
Those can't be.
We call those crazy socks.
Yeah. No shoelaces.
I'm starting to sense that Nick and Andy are the opposite of Kelly.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, first, where do you live that you're worried about this home invasion that you feel like you need?
It's a good question.
And is it so much better that you have one shoe on?
Hey, man, be ready for anything.
So if you go
doesn't matter
sock,
where I live.
If you go left foot, let's assume you go left foot first because you're normal.
Not everybody lives in ivory towers.
Because if you put my right sock on first, that would be ludicrous.
You're a psycho. You're a psycho. So if you go left and you put your sock on and your shoe on, and then maybe you got the right sock on, fine, and you get home invasion, so now you're running around with one shoe on, or you're just running in circles.
Yeah.
You're unbalanced. I'd rather be barefoot than have one shoe on.
I do mix it up, but I'm not a psycho. I always start with the left to right.
Well, I appreciate that about you.
I never go with the right.
Sometimes I go no sock, shoe. So get out of here.
Oh, I can't. I'm
not a. I hate socks. I hate wearing them. I prefer bare feet at all times, and I've gone plenty of shoes with no socks.
Yeah, grounding. Flip-flop. I like flip-flop. Yeah.
I don't do flip-flop anymore.
I know. I'm just saying flip-flops are good.
Bad for your feet. You get island feet.
What is island
foot? That's what I'm striving for. Island. Yeah. The island lifestyle.
Sounds wonderful.
Exactly. That's salt life. I'll take a case of that.
Look it up.
Yeah. No, but I am consistent. Left foot, right foot, sock. Shoe.
Okay. Andy, you're the same as Nick, right?
The idea
of
at any point in my day. Uh-huh. Having on a sock and a shoe on only one foot while the other leg is completely barren.
Yeah.
Chaos. It's so uncomfortable.
No, you never do a sock and a shoe and then do the other.
That's what Kelly is suggesting.
That's what he suggested. You put on sock and shoe on one foot first.
How do you put on gloves? Case closed.
How many gloves are you putting on?
11. Wait.
Shut up.
So you put on a sock
and a shoe? Asked and answered.
Wait, and you have a sock and a shoe on one foot and you're bare on the other?
Yes, that's
insanity.
That's completely different. No. Glove is completely different.
You guys are morons.
Next question.
You're not even going to be able to put up a fight like that anyway. The guy's going to be like,
I just see Kelly running with one shoe on, looking like Martin Lawrence from Martin, like just unbalanced, trying to run, basically in circles, not making much sense.
Well, there's all kinds of balance going on here.
I'd rather be barefoot than have one shoe on.
Scott,
It makes me wonder.
You just said what I said. You'd rather be barefoot. The one foot's bare. The other one has a shoe on.
No.
Next question. Scott, what's your answer?
I will help take some of the heat off Kelly because I go sock, shoe.
You do not.
I do.
Winner.
So you put on a sock and then a shoe and then you're totally bare on the other side?
This is the guy
who's insane.
Let's keep in mind it's for a span of like 15 seconds where...
If that.
Hold on. Let me say this. Yeah. I have no background on this, but I guarantee that's the weirdest. Like, more people do it our way. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, there's no way
that people do a sock and a shoe and have the other foot be bare.
I need to listen.
Doesn't make sense.
Listeners, we need to.
We'll let Andy chime in with his.
I am sock, pants, then shoes.
Okay. Well, now
so
you're
the idea
weirder.
Of putting
I wasn't
your socks
that part
on before you put your pants on.
Yes.
Okay.
Because my pants are fit; they fit me properly, fashionably properly, which means bending over for a large man is a little bit.
If
you're wearing dress pants, you actually should put your socks and shoes on before you even put the dress.
The
pants
shoes
on.
Too?
What? No way!
You're putting your pants on over
dress pants. Traditional dress pants, not they're stretchy, but traditional dress pants didn't have a lot of flexibility
in
them.
True.
So you would put your socks and shoes on before the dress pant or the suit pant. Because you didn't have the flexibility to bend, you know, to get down there because suit pants didn't have that kind of stretch.
Are you talking about the average American?
I'm talking about pre all the elasticity that we have today.
Beer belly is what
he's exactly
talking
about.
Maybe the average American, yeah. But you, no,
I have
if
no,
you were wearing slacks,
yeah,
true, no, yeah. old school,
yes,
no stretch, you put the sock and shoe on prior. So regardless of pants, it is still left foot, right foot, sock, sock, then shoe, then shoe. That's how it works.
Underwear, undershirt, socks, pants, top, whatever layers. Okay. Shoes are the last thing that go on.
So here's how I defend my
belt, t-shirt, shoes.
Yeah. I mean, more or less, yeah.
Brian puts his belt on before he puts his pants on.
Here's how I defend my neurosis with this. There's nothing I hate more than the feeling of a sock on with no shoe. I cannot walk around the house with socks on.
I don't care.
Never. Never. Don't like it at all.
Hate it.
So as soon as I have a sock on my foot, I want a shoe on my foot.
I'm with you.
I hate the feeling of just socks.
Well, there's at least logic to that.
So that's my logic behind my
absolute insanity over here.
Well, home invasion is
it's
warranted.
It's a paranoid
warranted.
It's a thing.
It's called the diehard argument.
I guess
the whole barefoot thing that Bruce Willis went through. That's what it is.
I appreciate, Nick, that you brought that around to Die Hard.
Nah, I try. I'm trying to give it some rationale. That it's stupid, but I'll give it what I can.
Category.
Well, rationally stupid.
Yes.
This was obviously pretty heated, so I'd like to know what our listeners think about this.
One sock and one shoe on, and the other foot is bare. To me, it's
psychotic.
That is crazy. That makes no sense.
You need
help. I've never even heard. I didn't know people did that.
No, just talk.
That's weird.
Talk to someone. You know, get it off your chest. Whatever's going on.
That's bizarre.
Get it off your foot.
1-800. That's a weird. That's a weird thing. That's a weird thing. I mean, I don't care.
Yeah,
do what you do. It's just weird.
You do. So shut up about it already.
It's very weird to me.
Yeah.
What's the trivia?
Yeah,
we've been doing that. Don't be embarrassed. Put your weirdness out there.
We can move on.
I am not embarrassed at all. Not one bit.
You should be.
That's the right answer.
All right, guys. So I've been wanting to do this for a while, but I couldn't quite figure out how to make it happen. I really like the idea. And I think you're going to do well. And I tell you that because I don't want a lot of groans and eye rolls. But I think you're going to do well. Today's topic is the shopping mall.
Okay.
Oh,
I like that.
Wow. We're bringing it back to the 90s, the 80s, the 90s.
A throwback episode for sure. The shop.
So I have, I think, a good pop. Potpourri of
where we going?
Shopping mall stores,
Shopping mall pop
and,
culture,
pop culture as well.
Yeah,
so I like it.
I tried to give you a little blend of this.
That is a great topic. Mm-hmm. Is that the title of the show?
The shopping mall.
The shopping mall.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see how well this plays, but I can't explain it to the listeners before they click play.
You just gotta live it.
Just gotta live
it. What are we gonna
title this?
Mall of America or St. Clair Square?
Right. Either way.
Yeah. Same thing.
Both are failing.
One and the same.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, let me read you these three sentences I put together about shopping malls. Shopping malls have long served as more than just a place to buy goods. They are social and cultural hubs that reflect the lifestyles of their time. Nowhere was this more evident than in the 1980s, when shopping malls reached the height of their prominence and influence. With sprawling food courts, multiplex cinemas, and a wide array of popular brand name stores, the mall was the center of social life for both teenagers and families.
Yeah, nailed it.
I am curious, what were you watching or doing that this popped in your head as a topic?
That's a great question. I don't know. But
Stranger Things, season whatever it was.
Right, yeah. Just something hit me, and I'm like, how could I make that work? And I couldn't just draft 10 questions that had to do with the mall in general.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, maybe if I integrate a little pop culture, we can make this happen.
Okay.
So I don't know. I wouldn't hold your breath for shopping mall trivia, too.
Definitely won't.
We'll see where this takes.
I hated the mall. I never wanted to go
as a kid.
As a kid,
I worked at the mall. So,
like
as a teenager,
in high school, like you know, friends would want to just like go to the mall, and I was like, no, I don't want.
No,
to.
I know. I was never there to hang out. But like, I didn't.
No, they would just want to go and like just walk around and just.
I mean, I remember doing that, I guess, but like that's not very fun. No, man. I'm with you. Yeah. But
I went there to shop.
I went there to shop usually. Yeah, so I didn't mind.
If I went to shop, like I went to that store, went directly to the area that I was looking for, bought what I wanted. Paid for it and left.
I went there to the shop.
I didn't walk around. I didn't go to the.
You've been a grumpy old man.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Nick has been a grumpy old man since 1984.
New word is Sbarro's is coming back to our local mall.
I'm excited. Really? Now I'm going to start hanging out the mall.
Our local mall is still open.
Still don't want to go.
It's hanging on by a thread, I believe.
See, that was the key, though. You hit it. I knew people that worked at restaurants in the food court. So you just hang out for slow times and you ate for free.
Your favorite foods.
Panda Express and Chick-fil-A was only in malls back then. We're so old. You know, I gave away an answer.
True.
You got to be careful what you say here.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay,
what you say.
Yeah, in high school, I worked at a shoe store in the mall, so I'd go there to either shop
Which
or
one?
To work. Foot Action.
Oh, okay. I definitely...
Did you not receive a pair of shoes?
I did not, actually. No.
Yeah, no. The crew was different back then.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I have. We will we'll get into the trivia, I guess, once Andy tells us how to play this game.
Ring the bell, we're ready to ring.
Ring it.
It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on shopping malls. And Scotty is our quiz master. Here's how it works. Scotty will read the questions aloud. When he says reveal, we need to show our answers. We'll write them on our whiteboards. If we get it right, Nick gives us a point.
Sure.
And if we get it wrong, well, Scott's the master at making us regret it. Let's see who ends up on top today. Scotty, all yours, baby.
All right.
Wait, before we start.
Oh, cheers, beers. Where's my head tonight? What do we got here?
It's a fruity beer.
Cali Squeeze.
Blood orange, Cali Squeeze.
Squeezed in California. Pro-Am, tell us about it.
Cali Squeeze Blood Orange from Firestone Walker Brewing Company is a citrus wheat ale brewed with real blood orange.
Mm. It's got a little tinge on it as I see the boys pour them into the glasses.
I do like a wheat beer.
Ooh, do you know?
Oh, wheat beer.
It's fragrant.
Is some of the best flavor as far as beer goes, but it's a very filling.
You guys know that orange is my favorite scent that ever existed.
Really?
We talked about this on the show.
I don't believe so.
I tune you out a lot.
All right. Who are we toasting?
I think about it all the time.
The donation this evening.
Tonight, we are celebrating James.
Hey, thank you, James.
Do we know where James is from?
James is from Facebook.
Yes. Well, okay. Facebook James.
Beautiful.
There's only one of you, I have no doubt.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you very much. Anybody else wants to buy the crew around? We are working towards video, and you can do so in a link at the top of our show notes. What do you think, Kelly?
Smells like an orange.
Send us your money. That's not bad at all.
I am not a big fan of fruity beers, but that's delicious.
Amen to that.
As long as it's not overpowering.
Oh, that is good. We have a hint.
Yeah. We have a hint of it. That's solid.
That might... Wow. Really good
summer. Could be a good summer beer.
That is right. Yeah. It is full-bodied, though, so it's not one you want to drink all day.
Like Nick, pour it over ice.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted.
That's a ridiculous thing to say. Yes.
Cheers to that, sir.
How do you know it's full-bodied? Does it say it on here somewhere?
No, it just... When you put it in your mouth, it's viscous.
Word of the day.
Hold on.
Wow.
Viscous.
Save that for the Valentine's Day episode.
All yeah, right.
Viscous.
That's really good. I like it.
Vivacious.
It's got some viscosity to it.
Yes, it does.
All right. We'll continue enjoying those
as we jump into one. All right, gentlemen. Whiteboards at the ready. There are 12 possible points.
Oh, okay. We got bonus.
All right.
Here we go. Question number one. The Mall of America is the largest mall in the United States, and it is located in what city? Now, technically, it's a suburb, but I am looking for the major, the major city.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that to you, at least not on question number one.
Anybody been there?
I have.
No.
Yeah, me too.
I went there in high school.
Yeah.
Really? I don't think I've ever been to this state. I hope I have this right.
First time I ever had Moose Tracks ice cream.
Really?
Single greatest combination.
Wait, so what city?
Of ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Shoot.
Never.
It's good stuff. You ain't kidding. You ain't kidding.
So I'll read it one more time. Mall of America is the largest mall in the United States and is located in what city? Nick is writing, I think. And when he's done, we will
reveal.
We will reveal when he...
It's like four stories.
You ready there, Nick?
I have...
It's impressive.
Oh, my God. This, episode two. All right, let's go.
Is it a city or okay. a state?
Well, I think I wrote...
You write both.
As long as there's a city in there, you're good.
I wrote the state the first time, I think. At least I think I did. Who knows? All right, let's just roll it.
Okay, here we go. Let's reveal. I believe we have Minneapolis, Minnesota from everyone.
Yes.
And that is the correct answer.
All right.
The first time I just wrote Minnesota. I just wrote Minnesota.
Oh,
beautiful.
That would have been wrong.
Yeah, it would have been.
So it is largest by both area and number of retailers. It has over 520 stores and spans over 5.6 million square feet.
Can I ask this? Does it still have that many stores? I asked because like a lot of malls are struggling, but I know some Mall of America. I'm just curious. Yeah. Is it still
okay? From what I saw, recent.
I was there.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like,
I get the question.
I was there in the early aughts.
Yeah.
It was already starting to fade. I'd be surprised if it was at full capacity. At one point, quite
Amy,
frankly,
how many 50%. Current stores does the Mall America have?
There you go.
At one point, it had a roller coaster in there.
It was a
theme park, basically.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Wow. Yes.
And there is a theme park in there, but I can't think of what it is.
In the Mall of America?
Yeah. I think it's Nickelodeon, actually. Like, there's a Nickelodeon theme park.
Okay. Nice.
You guys know a lot about malls.
Currently about 520 stores there.
Wow. Nailed it.
Spot on.
What a weird flex.
Those Minnesota people love a good mall.
That is a weird flex. It's cold and snowy.
Where else are you going to go?
All right. Well, we're off to a good start. Let's move on to question number two.
Yeah.
Mall Rats is a 1995 comedy that follows two best friends who retreat to their local mall after being dumped by their girlfriends on the same day. Who wrote and directed this movie?
Okay.
And your hint is it's one person. I'm not looking for two. This person wrote and directed this movie.
Nailed it.
Yep.
Love this guy. Love all of his movies.
Nick's thinking.
I know, I love this guy, but I'm blanking on his name right now.
Nick!
I am. I'm blanking
for a second. I'm like, I got it. But yeah.
So I'll read it again while Nick, once again, we're waiting on Nick. Shocker. Mallrats is a 95 comedy that follows two best friends who retreat to their local mall after being dumped by their girlfriends on the same day. Who wrote and directed this movie? I think we're all ready.
Yes.
So let us reveal. We have Kevin Smith all the way around the room, and you guys are two for two.
The bonus should be, what is the other guy's name?
Like in real life? I thought he was going to ask for what's the duo's name.
Yes, I thought so too.
Jason Lee and...
I wasn't sure where he was going.
Jason London?
No. Oh.
As far as Jay and Silent
Bob.
Bob and Silent Bob. Yeah. This is my favorite of the Kevin Smith movies.
Is that right?
This is my favorite one.
Dogma.
Dogma's my number two.
Dogma's my favorite.
To me, it's still Clerks. The first Clerks is...
It's good. Gold. It's artsy, but... Mallrats is my favorite one.
Mallrats.
No, I love Mallrats and Dogma and all that, but I mean, Clerks was just genius. To me, it's just genius.
Did he do Chasing Amy also?
Yeah, he did.
Chasing Amy, that's him. Yeah. I just thought Clerks was genius.
Like, it was good, but
I love
not my favorite.
I like them all, though.
I don't want to get controversial, but I love making fun of religion. So Dogma is so hilarious.
I think
George Carlin's great in that.
Oh.
I think he's working on another Dogma movie.
Is he?
Yeah.
How about
I've heard
yeah.
that. Yeah, I heard
there
that.
Was something to do with, I believe it, Harvey Weinstein owned the rights to the original.
Ah, gotcha.
So there was a whole...
who's that?
Yeah. There was a whole thing with that. I think I saw an interview, like Kevin Smith got a call from Harvey Weinstein. He like asked him about it, but it wasn't truly about the movie Dogma. He was just feeling out to see who was ratting on him.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So that...
I saw a great interview with Kevin Smith talking about, what's his name? Snape?
Yeah, Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman was, they're doing a shoot somewhere. Anyway, he was talking to, he's talking to Jay from Jay and Silent Bob. Yeah. I was trying to rescue Rickman from him because he was a mess. You know?
Oh, sure.
And basically he's like, no, don't apologize. Like, he's an icon. He's like, this is Rickman talking about Jay.
Like Jason?
Yeah.
Hughes?
He's like, he's the best that America has. He's an icon. He's the best that America has to offer. And like, gave him this whole spiel. Wow. And he's like, and to this day, Jay won't let him forget it. Like, every time he talks to you, like, I'm an icon.
Alan Rickman called Jay.
He's like, he's an icon. And he said, he's the best that America has to offer. Like, he was enthralled with him. No, it could have been a back. Yeah. But like, he did go on to say, like, he was just, like, in love the conversation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rickman was enamored with Jason Mewes.
Yeah, he was. It was hilarious. Yeah.
Huh.
I don't get that at all. All right. Question three, Scott.
Yeah. Well, Mallrats was Kevin's second movie following the success of Clerks, which he also wrote, directed, and edited. Mm. So a lot of Kevin Smith's movies, he writes them, directs them, and edits them. He did not edit Mallrats, though, but that's pretty wild to think he's the writer, director, and editor. I've heard of, you know, writer, directors, but also to be editing your own movie.
Yeah.
Andy is our Kevin Smith.
Hey.
Look
at there.
Good for you, bud.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Let's move on to question number three.
You mean because he was fat and got skinny? Kevin Smith
That's
did.
Funny.
Kevin Smith did that as well.
That's funny. He did do that.
Yeah,
I'm getting there.
You look good.
Thanks, buddy.
You look great. Well, you can't think of shopping malls without smelling the pretzels from this store.
Oh, yeah.
It started in 1988 when a woman bought a stand at a Pennsylvania farmer's market. Just to be clear, in case there's some other pretzel company out there, I'll give you some factual info in the question to make sure we have the right store.
Gotcha.
What year did you say?
88.
See, I thought it was much earlier than that.
So you can't think of shopping malls without smelling the pretzels from this store. It started in 88 when a woman bought a stand at a Pennsylvania farmer's market. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
I thought it was way earlier than that.
Yeah.
All right. So. Let's reveal. We have Auntie Ann's across the room. And that is the correct answer.
Is it Ann's or Annie's? Hold on.
Ann.
Look at these boards.
I put Annie's.
Is it Auntie Annie's or Auntie Ann's?
It is Auntie Ann's.
Oh, man.
So who has Annie's?
I wrote Annie's.
You wrote Annie's?
Annie's.
Are we going to accept that?
You wrote Ann's.
I did.
So, Doc?
It's up to the Doc.
I'm accepting all of them.
Okay.
Ah, you big sissy.
He's avoiding confrontation.
He's so sissy. Mean.
I can see Kelly's preemptive.
You sissy.
Leap over the about table. This. I love it.
You big old sissy. I thought it was way earlier than that when she started.
I'm surprised.
Yeah,
I remember seeing, I think it was the History Channel, watching something. It had to do with malls and the food.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I feel like it was.
No, I mean, like, research I've done is 88.
Yeah. But it was a big deal because she was a woman running it. And so that, I think it was like 60s or early 70s when she started. Okay.
88. Wow. I pulled it from the Auntie Ann's website.
I can't question you on it. I mean,
well, no.
I just did question
right
you.
Right now,
I have questioned you on it. I thought it was much earlier.
Maybe I meant Ann's, but I just spelled it wrong. And that's acceptable.
Okay.
That's
Annie's.
True. Okay. That's true.
Annie's.
That's
hey.
True.
Hey, he took it.
So obviously, I'll just read you two sentences about this, but it actually was a fascinating story. But Auntie Ann Beiler started baking pretzels to help fund her husband's desire to provide free family counseling services for the community, which did eventually become successful. He opened a practice. In doing so, she found her true calling as an unlikely entrepreneur. And took the business from a single market stand to the world's largest soft pretzel franchise.
Hey, they pretty are well. Legit.
Shortly after that, he committed suicide. You know that.
Can neither confirm or deny that one.
Yeah, no, that's true.
That was a Scott Doctor fun fact.
Yeah, I thought it was way earlier than that for some reason.
1988 is what my
original. No, that makes sense. I mean, based on malls, but
sure.
I felt like just the way they portrayed it.
Yeah.
Obviously, my mind doesn't work very well anyway.
Okay, well, cruising along, we are now up to question number four. Even though the 1982 hit movie is entitled Fast Times at Ridgemont High, a lot of the movie takes place at the mall. Where does Mark Radner work in the mall?
Oh.
Hint, I'm looking for a general business name.
Okay.
Such as...
So not the name of the business.
Wait, what do you mean?
Restaurant. So that is not the answer.
Yeah,
I'm looking for a general business name. Where does he work at the mall? So it doesn't have to be Tom's Diner. You could just tell me he works at a restaurant. So I just need a general.
You don't need the name of the establishment.
No,
just what the establishment is.
He works somewhere in the mall.
Hmm.
Where does he work?
I'm having a problem deciphering what you're asking for.
Yeah.
He's not asking for the name of the business. He's asking what the business is.
Type of business is it?
So he gave the example and he ruled out the fact it was a restaurant. He ruled out restaurant for you.
I don't need the exact name of the business.
So
okay.
You wouldn't have to say TGI Fridays. You could just say restaurant. So where did he work?
Okay.
What was it?
Yeah.
Okay. I got something down.
Yeah.
I feel good about this one.
Me too.
Okay, let me read one more time. Even though the 1982 hit movie is entitled Fast Times at Ridgemont High, a lot of the movie takes place at the mall. Where does Mark Radner, he's one of the characters, work in the mall? Just looking for a general business name. Everyone has an answer. Let's reveal.
I can picture their uniforms.
We have a burger joint from Kelly, ice cream shop from Brian, jewelry store from Andy, and Nick wrote movie theater.
I couldn't remember which one was Mark.
The correct answer is the movie theater.
Nice.
Boom.
Look at you.
I wasn't sure if it was Judge Reinhold. He worked at a burger joint.
He does work at a burger joint.
That's what I was picturing.
I was thinking of Judge Reinhold. I mean, I got it wrong.
But
Mark, that's what I was trying to figure
that
out.
That character popped in my head immediately when you said Mark.
Rat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the character's name?
Yeah.
Yes. What was his butt? The
Damone.
Wow, what a bag.
Rudge,
such a bag in that movie.
Oh, he is terrible.
Such a bag.
I love it.
A lot of stars got their start there in that movie, including Nicolas Cage.
Yep.
Judge Reinhold, we mentioned. Mm-hmm. Nicolas Cage, I think, was Nicolas Coppola in the credits.
I think you're correct on that. That sounds right.
Yeah. And also includes what they argue is the most paused movie scene of all time.
Well, that's hard to argue that.
True. So, in the movie. Oh, go ahead.
What's her name?
Phoebe Cates. Married to
Kevin Kline.
Nice.
Long time.
So, Mark in the movie works as an usher at the movie theater across from Perry's Pizza, where his crush, Stacey Hamilton, works. Writer Cameron Crowe went undercover as a student at Claremont High School in San Diego and wrote about his experiences.
Wow.
Wow.
No, I didn't know that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like almost real life 21 Jump Street.
Almost famous.
Right. Yeah.
No, the movie with Drew Barrymore where she goes undercover to high school. Never Been Kissed. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question number 5, and then we'll do a score check, and I'm going to go easy on you here with multiple choice.
Oh, boy.
All right.
That means it's tough.
What a treat, yeah.
The largest mall in the world is located in this Middle Eastern country.
Got it.
Is it Iran, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, or United Arab Emirates?
Kind of wish it wasn't multiple choice.
Even though I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer, but I feel like I would have had a better,
yeah.
I feel like it was brutally unfair. I don't know how someone would know this, but I guess that's why, even with the options,
it's still not obvious.
There's still a couple. That,
I feel like there's a front runner.
100% agree.
To me, there's a front runner, and there's a second one, though, that's real close.
Exactly.
To me.
Exactly.
Can you give me the...
Yep, let me read it one more time.
Yeah.
The largest mall in the world is located in this Middle Eastern country. Your choices are Iran, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, or United Arab Emirates.
How did I write an answer that wasn't Canada? Even a choice?
Did you write Canada?
No.
Greenland?
Wow. He wrote Mall of America.
Minnesota.
He wrote Minnesota.
What city?
Schenectady.
Minnesota?
So everyone had something written down?
Sure.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's reveal. We'll start with Nick. Nick went with the United Arab Emirates. So did Andy. So did everyone else in the room.
Right.
And you guys are incorrect.
Saudi Arabia?
It is Iran.
Oh, wow. I would not have guessed. Saudi Arabia is the other one. Okay.
Let me read you some flavor text here. It'll blow your mind.
Can't wait.
It is 21 million square feet.
Can I get context on that?
Wait, isn't that the whole country?
It set the Guinness World Record. It set the Guinness World Record for the longest continuous concrete pour in the world, which took 5 days, 4 hours, and 11 minutes.
Wow.
If you spent just 5 minutes in every store, it would take you about 3 days to visit each one.
Can I get this in American terms? How many football fields is that?
Well, I need some context on 21 million
football
square feet.
Football or
football?
I don't know what to compare.
How many square
that
feet?
To?
Say that one more time.
21 million.
21 million.
Well, you've been to the Mall of America?
No.
It's roughly the size of Rhode Island.
How big did I say that was?
I don't remember.
5.6. So it's four times that?
21. Yeah.
If you went to every store or establishment
for 5 minutes.
5 minutes, it would take you
3 days.
About 3 days. Not quite 3 days. Yeah, to get through the whole thing.
Roughly 365 football fields.
Nice.
Well done. Dynamite drop. I know we have here for...
I was thinking 360, but thank you.
It's ballpark.
Oil money, man.
Yeah. Oil money. Crazy. Right? Oil money.
Not for you guys. For you. I wonder what the number one selling store is in that ginormous establishment.
That'd be Apple.
You think so?
I don't know.
You never know.
Apple's everywhere.
It was more of a rhetorical question. I wasn't expecting you to actually say anything.
Are we just going to listen in silence?
We've gotten through 5 rounds. Let's hear from our listeners, and then Nick will give us a score check.
All right. Well, it is a tight race. From worst to first, Kelly, Brian, and Andy all have three. I'm the front runner with four.
How about that?
Nobody likes you.
The guy that hates malls.
You're getting a little cocky over here. I don't care for it.
I won the last episode. Well, I feel pretty good about myself right now.
On cloud
nine. You said.
I feel pretty good.
You never know. He might fall hard here on the back half.
So I will definitely fall hard at some point. And maybe it's the two cocktails at a time.
Might have been a mistake. But we'll see. It might be your
it's a bold
your magic
move.
Juice.
We'll see how it works out, Cotton.
Ride the lightning. Let's go.
All right. Here we go. Question number six. We have two possible points.
Oh, boy.
I will explain that in a second. Let me read you the question. Marty McFly hits 88 miles per hour in the parking lot of this mall in Back to the Future. The reason there's two possible points, it changes names during the movie.
Oh, that's great trivia. That's good trivia.
So I'll take either one of those names. But if you name them both, 2 points.
Man, that's cool.
That's good. I like that.
So you don't need one before the other.
You just get one or two.
Yep.
Okay.
So if you want to write down two names, I'll take whatever you got. I won't penalize you in that.
I can see the scene. The placard.
Nick, everybody knows the scene. That was the stupid comment.
Thanks.
Wow. All right. I put two of the most generic mall names I could possibly think of, as I do not know the answers, but I can't wait to hear them. I can't believe I've never heard this fact before, that they were different. And I get non-continuity, right? I mean, that's what we're talking about.
Is it?
You can't say anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything.
I was going to ask a question, but...
Yeah.
There's two... Oh, wow.
Sit. Can you read one more time, Scott?
Marty McFly hits 88 miles per hour in the parking lot of this mall and Back to the Future. You get 2 points because there's two different mall names.
I got one, and it's wrong, so...
I have two. One, I think, is the actual name of the town. I don't know if that's going to help me out at all or not.
Okay. Kelly's lost.
If you think about it, it's kind of a deep cut.
It's a great question.
But it's a good trivia question.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I know the name of the mall.
It's tough, though.
Because, I mean, the scene, it definitely shows it. It's there.
Oh, sure.
But,
man. Oh, yeah.
Remember that one.
Yeah, for sure.
It is a illuminated sign, I believe.
Yeah. That's tough. It's kind of a deep cut. It is.
Yep. Of a very popular movie, though.
Yes. Nobody knew the name of his band.
But it's still one of those oddities from a movie that everybody's seen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. So you guys have at least one mall name written down. All right. We're going to reveal. Let's start with K Ray, who's nervously.
Oh, that's what I was trying to think of.
So. K. Ray has Springfield Square, Springfield Place. Brian wrote Foxwoods, Hillsdale Mall, and Crestview from Andy. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
And Nick, is that two malls or one mall?
I wrote Tall Oaks, and then I wrote Hillsdale.
Okay, we'll
I was
do
trying
two.
To think of Tall Oaks as well.
No correct answer. The correct answer is the Twin Pines Mall.
Oh,
there. Okay.
Yeah. Or the Lone Pine Mall.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Let me tell you.
One of the trees fell.
Some of the loans, the old one.
He ran into it.
When Marty travels to 1955, he accidentally runs over one of the pear trees on Mr. Peabody's front yard. When he returns to 1985, there's only one pine tree on the illuminated sign. As a result, the name had changed to Lone Pine
Mall. Man, that is such a cool
nugget. I love those little things in a movie like
Dynamite
that.
Writing.
Yeah.
The stuff you don't think of. I love that.
Andy's, that's why I didn't say when Andy mentioned continuity, it was actually very intentional.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, you missed out on 2 points there, but guess what?
Mm-mm. That's a good one.
You have another possible 2 points question number seven. Department stores make up 25% of shopping mall space. Prior to the struggles of in-person shopping that started in 2020, these two department stores inhabited the most shopping mall space in the United States.
Love this question.
Two possible points. And just like the last one, write down two stores. If you get one right, I'll give you 1 point. If you get them both right, I'll give you both.
Phenomenal. I've got four in my brain.
I have four.
Okay.
Wow.
And as of 2020.
Four.
Right.
Not sure.
Yeah.
I have a instinct, so I'm just going to run with it.
So I'll read it again. It was a little long, but I'll read it again for the listeners. Department stores make up 25% of shopping mall space. Prior to the struggles of in-person shopping that started in 2020, these two department stores inhabited the most shopping mall space in the United States.
Man, that's awesome.
I can think of three.
I could.
You guys got four?
I got four.
I can go to six, actually.
Shut your butt.
No.
There's a lot, in my opinion, that you go through.
Yeah, I think there were 12 that I read about.
That took a long time. I have a lot flowing through my head, yeah.
Really?
So we're looking for two department stores.
Yeah, several.
Has everyone written something, or yep. people still working?
Now I got seven.
Give me a
seven.
Okay, we'll give Kelly a nine. Wow. I mean, nine count.
I have something written down.
You have two, because that would be smart.
Like I can only think of maybe four.
Okay,
maybe
one of them might be close.
Well, that's good.
Yes, Nick,
maybe
we're going to reveal, and we are going to start with Nick because he won't stop talking. Nick wrote Macy's and Dillard's. Yeah, Andy wrote the same thing. Brian wrote Macy's and Nordstrom's. Yeah, and one. Kelly wrote JCPenney and Dillard's.
Yeah, that's one of my seven.
I believe we have a combination of correct answers, but I don't see 2 points. Huh. But here are the two. It is Macy's and JCPenney.
God.
So how does that
work?
I think everybody got a point.
Is it all or one?
Or Brian got Macy's, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So everybody gets one single point.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody gets 1 point.
All right.
I was honestly thinking that, but then I'm thinking too local. Like, you know what I mean? Like Nordstrom's like New York. So I changed my answer. Macy's, like,
Sears Nordstrom. Is the one that's close.
Sears
is close.
Yeah,
but that's old school. Like that's why Sears, I wasn't counting that one, because that used to be a thing. I don't think Sears is still much of a thing anymore.
That's why I said it might be closed down.
Like similar, like Famous Bar is not
Famous
really
Bar is
thing anymore.
Oh, I forgot about Famous
Bar. But JCPenney is still relevant, really.
Oh yeah. I mean, I know they're big here, but like that's why I thought about that initially, but I'm like, you know, maybe that's just here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So with Nordstrom's, I know they're big. You know.
Well, I mean, a lot of them have been closing or cutting back or filing bankruptcy. Yeah. That's why I led it up to
Barney's
2020.
Is a high-end store that, you know, is on the coast.
Especially pre-COVID.
Yeah. Pre-COVID, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Macy's and JCPenney accounted for more than 12% of all shopping mall space in the United States.
Wow. Hmm.
That was the third one. If I didn't write Dillard's, I would have written
JCPenney was
what it's worth.
Yeah. Yep. That's why I was like, you guys were like, I have six, seven. I was like, what are you talking about?
Spencer's Gifts.
There you go. Right. Yeah.
But no, you think like Sears, Macy's, Nordstrom.
But Sears is dead.
I know, I'm just throwing it out there, but there's, you know, Macy's, Nordstrom. Like I'm saying, there's a lot of
there's a lot of
those stores. Sure. Yeah.
All right. Here we go with question number 8.
What's my reason?
Andy's losing items.
Found
there.
It.
Hey.
All right. Carry on.
It's like when Scott lost his marker, his eraser.
That's right.
When he went left.
Question number 8. A lot of Stranger Things season 3 takes place at the fictional Starport Mall.
Oh, boy.
What is the name of the ice cream shop where Steve and Robin work? Hint, 2 words.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I feel like my daughters and your nieces are going to be very upset if I don't get this right.
I have no idea.
I know the theme, but I can't think of a name.
Well, sure.
You have a good name? You feel good about it?
I don't. I have one that fits, but I don't feel good about it, no.
So you said it was a 2-word name?
2 words. Yep. I did that so that you knew I wasn't going to accept if you only got half of it right.
Nonsense.
So, nonsense is
right. I can't get it.
So a lot of Stranger Things season 3 takes place at a fictional mall, Starcourt. What is the name of the ice cream shop where Steve and Robin work? A lot of scenes in this ice cream shop.
I'm changing my answer.
I can picture the uniforms, everything except
that's
for
it.
The
yeah,
I can see the uniforms, yeah.
So I'll give you here a few more seconds while people write something down.
Give me the wording. Give me the question. Please.
What is the name of the ice cream shop
where
Steve and Robin work?
I gotcha. Okay.
Nick's shaking his head as he finally writes something down. And
I don't feel good about it. I can see it.
It's going to make me mad.
Are ready to reveal.
Sure.
I'm curious if it was fictional.
Andy wrote Baskin Robbins, Bluebird Cream from Brian, Poppycocks from Kelly, and Seaside Scoop from Nick. Well, Nick was the closest. The correct answer is Scoops Ahoy.
Scoops
Ahoy. Oh, I don't know. I remember Ahoy. I don't remember the Scoops.
I didn't remember the Ahoy. Little,
yeah, the sailor-looking outfit.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember the outfit, yeah.
So nothing for Scoop, huh?
Nope.
Dang.
And what's her name? Son Thurman's daughter and Ethan Hawke's daughter. What's
Robin. Well, and Maya.
Maya.
Yeah,
Maya Hawk, right?
Yeah. Maya Hawk.
Yeah, real name. Yeah, okay.
So although a fictional ice cream shop, Netflix partnered with Baskin-Robbins and Walmart to sell Scoops Ahoy.
Half a point.
Ice cream pints. Scoops Ahoy uniforms have become a very popular Halloween costume in recent years.
I put Mr. Frosty first, so I'm glad it wasn't what I put first, obviously.
Speaking of ice cream, why hasn't Dippin' Dots still not the ice cream of the future?
That's true. I mean, the future is now.
It still is the ice
cream.
It's a
stupid ice cream.
It will always be the ice cream.
That's stupid ice cream. That's why.
Easy. You know,
creator. That's very passionate.
You would like Dippin' Dots.
No, I don't like it, but it's SIU grad, so, you know.
Oh, is that right? I didn't
Nobody
know
cares
that.
About
Carbon,
that.
Carbonell grad. Cool. I did.
People
Watch
care.
Watch
people,
are,
people care, Nick. All right. Well, we.
Yeah, I was just looking.
Deep trivia.
We have made it through 8 rounds. Nick, how's the scoreboard looking?
Not much has changed. Kelly, Brian, and Andy have 4. I don't remember what you had the first half.
I don't either.
I don't know if you guys scored or not.
We all gained a point.
We all gained a point. So yeah. Kelly, Brian, Andy have 4. I have 5 with 2 questions left.
Nick hasn't pulled the Nick yet.
Not yet.
Wide open.
Not yet.
You got a chance.
Still 2 left for me to completely crap the bed here. Let's do it.
Here we go.
Anyone's game.
Yes.
This small U.S. state has more malls per square mile than any other state. This small U.S. state has more malls per square mile than any other state.
Hints or red herrings? You have to decide.
How small?
Yeah.
I went with 1, and I don't think it's the right one.
No, I got a...
I have 3.
I got a second answer in my head that I really want to go with, but... I'm not changing.
I have no idea.
I'll give you a hint. It's not Alaska.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's a great hint. Yeah.
Everyone have something written down?
Sure.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Let's reveal. We'll start with Kelly. Rhode Island, Delaware from Brian. Rhode Island from Andy. And Nick wrote New Jersey.
Connecticut.
You do have a correct answer.
It's New Jersey.
It is New Jersey.
That was the other one?
What?
God dang it. That was the other one. What is wrong
I have
with
no
you?
Idea. No idea. I have
Did
no...
Did you black out?
That's just yellow gold. Yellow gold.
Yellow gold, folks.
Piss off, Nick.
I don't know why New Jersey popped in my head. I honestly do not.
You
Does that do with Mallrats? They weren't in New Jersey.
I don't know.
No. Let me just say congrats. Know. You swept the night, buddy.
Yeah.
Not over
yet. We're not done yet, but...
Well, unless there's...
Yeah, that's impossible. No, there's no more.
Okay. More bonuses.
This is 1 more. You won.
Thank you. Ruin it for the fans. Wait for it.
We got some fans out there. I know we're probably beating Nick's score right now.
Oh, guarantee they are.
So New Jersey has around 28 malls, and it's relatively small size of 7,354 square miles. So
I swear to God, I have no idea why New Jersey.
Is it because of Atlantic City? Is there a lot of malls there?
I don't know.
It's just it's outside of the metropolitan New York.
Yeah. Several
it's just where
years
there's
in a row
room to put a mall.
Yeah.
Best state to live in.
Research.
Several years in a row.
Yeah.
New Jersey.
Because it's extremely dense and heavily suburbanized within the New York Philadelphia metro corridor.
Oh, Philly.
That makes sense. Yeah. It's right there, yeah.
Triangulation.
God dang it. That's 2. JCPenney's and New Jersey. Come on, Nick. You're
stings.
Rubbing off on me.
It stings.
That sounded a brain fart.
Very much stings.
That was not a brain fart. That wasn't something you knew that you just completely crapped
true.
A bet on.
It was
that's
a shot
what
in
I
the
do.
Dark. Shot in the dark.
You were shooting in the dark. You were doing an educated guess. I completely flop. That's a different story.
All right, you are definitely way worse than me.
Yeah. Thank you. Doc, go ahead and wrap this up.
All right, let's wrap this up. Question number 10. In National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation... Rusty catches his dad flirting with the lingerie sales clerk. What was the name of the saleswoman?
Oh, come on.
And not the actress, her name.
No, the name of the character.
Would you like me to pull something out?
You're going to love the flavor text because it's all of his Freudian slip.
Thank you.
That is the Freudian.
Awesome.
I watched the scene and I wrote them all down.
Is there a... I have no idea, but like first name, last name, or is it just
first name? All right, Nick's already won. I will give you a hint.
Yeah,
she says it in the scene.
Yeah, she does.
Well, she has to.
No, she says, "Well, that's my name."
Yep. Well, yeah, it's true. She doesn't say it, but
Clark, she doesn't say the name. Clark starts rambling.
Yeah, and then he accidentally says her name, and
she goes, "Well, that's my name.
That's my name." So there's your hint. I'll read the question again while you guys think.
Now it's bugging me.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Rusty catches his dad flirting with the lingerie sales clerk. What was the name of this saleswoman? You still don't know, huh?
This is my best guess. Okay. Like, I'm trying to replay this scene. This is my best guess.
All right. Everyone ready? Okay. Let's reveal. We got Mary from Andy and Nick, Brian to abstain, Kelly wrote Shirley.
Surely it's Shirley.
Tis the season to be Mary.
Mary.
Oh, well, that's my name.
That's my name. Yes. All right.
Yeah. No lines, Russ.
So in this conversation, Clark Griswold rattles off numerous innuendos. He says, smelling instead of smiling.
Yeah.
Yes. Blousing instead of browsing. Hooter instead of hotter. Nipply instead of nippy.
Yes.
And adulteries instead of adulthood.
I love it.
Yes.
That is a great scene.
Tis the season to be merry. Well, that's my name.
In addition to an awkward conversation about a Yule log. So this is a good scene.
And her last name is Scorsese.
Yeah.
The actress.
She's not related.
But she's not related?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
But you would think, I remember, oh, she's got to be.
I thought she was. Nope. Okay.
She's not.
She's not Scorsese's relative.
Not at all. Well, we survived 10 rounds, and I know Nick's excited to tell you the final score.
I don't feel bad about it. So, from worst to first, Kelly and Brian, you guys both had 4. Honorable.
Yeah, okay.
Andy, you had 5.
I crushed it.
Hated it.
I
had 7. Don't know how.
Nick.
But I feel good about it.
Congratulations, Nick.
And I hated malls. I hated the mall.
Yeah, that's shocking to me.
Yeah.
In fact, your hate is so passionate that I feel like you secretly loved the mall to hate it.
I dislike
like you were that
it
guy.
So,
you know
so
what?
Much.
I love going to the music stores, though.
Yeah, definitely.
I love going to. You know, listen to music.
Sam Goody's.
Yeah.
I've always been a music guy. So, like, I love
FYE.
FYE, yeah.
But there was another one.
And BMG.
BMG.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there was Camelot.
Camelot. That's the one.
Yeah.
But, like, just going through and look, like, well, eventually, it, like, Slackers, like, used. But, I mean, I could spend all afternoon there.
Yeah.
Like, looking at old music. I love it.
Yeah. Definitely.
We were in the CD era.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Yeah. But, you know, like in Slackers, remember you could listen to it and awesome. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Cassette tapes as well before CDs.
You old men over there.
Yeah, that's right. Had quite a collection. I still have quite a collection.
Vinyls back.
Yeah.
My oldest daughter, she's building quite a collection.
Yeah, my son is too.
Yeah. It's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good quality.
If I were to be tasked with creating a short film about the 90s and how to capture that feeling, I would center it around working at the Buckle.
Oh, okay.
Like that just feels so 90s.
So, but yeah. Reality Bites, but more douchier.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, you got the right idea.
Yeah.
I worked at the mall. I knew those people.
Yeah.
I remember going into Abercrombie after college.
Oh, it smells great in there.
Okay.
And, there was a question of basically, do we carry waist size that large in my jeans? I'm all right, I'm done shopping here. Like, it's over. It's all over. I'm going home.
You went to Old Navy instead.
What, even that big?
Yeah.
We're 34.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, any other go-to spots before we wrap up at the mall?
We did not note the cinnamon roll shops, both of them. Yeah. The more popular being Cinnabon. I think. Yeah. Do you remember the name of the...
There's another one?
Other one, where you got to control the amount of icing on your cinnamon.
Oh, no, roll. I did not remember. Did familiar. We have one in St. Clair?
We did.
Really?
Auntie Tony's?
No, that's a good guess. TJ Cinnamon was
up there by the
tuxedo rental.
I never... Went to either of them. Yeah. To be
never heard of that before in my life.
Yep.
But I didn't know that was a thing. Yeah.
Obviously, okay. Spencer's Gifts.
Spencer's.
I mean, it was a popular destination
if you were
when you were a kid or a pervert.
Right. If you were part of the silk shirt era Chess King, ring roll in the memory.
Yeah. So what was the other one that was connected? Remember? They had like where you turn the corner, Chess King, and then like they had another store, different store though.
What was that?
Connected. So if you turn the, does anybody remember this?
I know what you're talking about.
So you go into the store basically from two sides. It was like Chess King is something else.
Chess connected. King? Chess store was Chess King.
Yeah. Basically like a shirt from Boys in the Hood that like Trey would wear. Like,
yeah, okay.
I swear to God.
All right, I'm with you on there.
That's what they carried.
Loud silk.
But they had another store connected, like same owner, but different store.
No idea.
So you come in here, turn.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Lids was a popular destination when, I was a younger man. Yeah,
I like the hat store.
Was that around at that point?
I don't think it was Lids, but it was something.
I remember Champs.
I remember going to hat stores, though.
Some kind of hat store. Yeah. I mean, shoe stores, I mean, I would just go because there's like three or four.
Well, a lot of the shoe stores had hats, too, right?
Yeah.
Like
in the back, I was just talking about just looking at shoes, not even hats.
Yeah, going in there. Foot Locker.
Yeah.
Finish Line.
Finish line.
That came later, Champs, I think.
Was mainly
Champs was a big one for a while.
I didn't grow up with mall money, I guess.
Mom, because I grew up in your house practically.
Yes, you did.
Would use the East Bay catalog to buy all your stuff.
Hey, yes. Oh, and that is like, a mall.
And they had good stuff too, though. Like, it was just catalogs.
Where you got your
mom was doing
shoes.
Amazon before there was Amazon.
Yeah.
With the catalog.
Very true. Catalog.
Correct.
Yeah. Very true.
So.
Brilliant.
All right, guys. Well, like I said, it was a different topic, but I tried to weave in some pop culture. So thanks for playing along, and hope everyone at home enjoyed playing the shopping mall.
It was a good one.
I think it was a good one.
I think you're developing a knack for dropping a topic that we're not overly excited about, but over-delivering on the trivia.
Yeah.
It was a good trivia that we weren't that excited about when you told us.
Yeah.
Calm down. Don't get
ease up the ease up on the
don't, yeah. His head's don't big enough.
Don't yeah, well, too. Nick won, and he's already getting he's all cocky as well.
Cocky.
Yeah.
Dude, it's been a long time, and I went back-to-back. So
congrats. Yeah.
All right. Well, congrats.
I don't want to hear anybody cry about winning.
Probably not going to hear.
Oh, no. Brian, we've had this discussion. Obviously, you're the worst. We know that. We've
no one's stealing your title.
We settled that, but you have one. Won this season.
You're gonna say it on air.
Well, they know.
Won twice.
But this is the first time I've won this season, so it's a big deal for me.
Congrats, Nick.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, it was good. Good.
All right. That's gonna do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe. Go to YouTube. Even if you don't listen there, go to YouTube. Subscribe for us and leave us a review or let us know how you've done on the trivia. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. And until then. Keep your brain sharp and your belly's laughing.
See you.